Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bab Basra, daf Lamed Ches. We are holding on daf Lamed Zayin Amed Beis at Amri Nahardai, two lines from the end of the page on daf Lamed Zayin Amed Beis. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, and also by Dr. Mitchell Geitzholz and Jeffrey Geitzholz on the occasion of the yahrzeit of their father, Mr. Jack Geitzholz, Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shav Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. The Gemara is going to first talk about when a person and buys a tree, does he own the land not around the tree but directly beneath the tree? And what happens if that tree dies? Is he able to plant another tree in that place? Is the owner of the karka who had sold him that tree allowed to dig a tunnel way, way, way underground underneath that tree? What's the story with the land directly under the tree? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about different locations in terms of chazaka. The ma'arer is in one location, the machzik is in a different location. Is a chazaka valid when you have crossing over different locations? We're going to have a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to be a two-pronged machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion about macha'a shalo befanav. If a person makes a macha'a, but the machzik isn't there when you're making the macha'a, so is that a valid macha'a? Do we assume that word is going to get to him and he's going to know that you made a macha'a, or do we assume that no, if you don't say it to him, then you didn't say it at all? Then the macha is not going to be valid. And we're going to try to fit the entire Mishnah, the different shitos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss chazaka on the land of someone who was boreach. The person ran away, so he had to run away because he had legal problems over here. So can you make a chazaka on his land? Or do we say, no, he can't do anything about it because he had to leave town? So you just got to hang on to that shtar if you really purchased the property, and you cannot rely on chazaka when he's boreach. The Gemara ultimately is going to distinguish between different reasons that people are boreach, and maybe in one situation, yes, a chazaka, another situation, not a chazaka. And then at the end of the daf, going on to the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to talk about what is the precise language one should use when making a macha'a. If someone just screams, oh no, you know, that's obviously not a macha'a. So what do you have? Or he says, that guy's a lowlife. That's obviously not a macha'a. What exactly do you need to say in order to make it clear that it is a macha'a, that you're claiming that this fellow is taking your land without permission, so without having purchased it? So let's begin two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Amri Nardai. So they said in Nardai, Hayman Dezoven Tikla L'Chavrei. A person sells a dekel tree, sells a palm tree to his friend. Kanile Mishipule Atahoma. The Lokeach owns the karka from the bottom of the tree all the way down to the core of the earth, all the way down to the Tahom, all the karka that's underneath that tree, because we assume that he purchased that dekel to be able to eat the peros of that dekel, and that the peros are going to require yanika from the karka. So certainly the mechira was on the karka that's directly underneath the dekel, and therefore the way the Rashbam learns, even if the dekel dries up and they uprooted that dekel tree, the lokeach owns that space to plant another tree in its place, and the mocher is not allowed. So that's aleph and beis. The mocher is not allowed to dig a tunnel anywhere under the tree, even 1,000 amos deep under the tree. He's not allowed to dig something because the lokeach owns all of the karka all the way down ad hatahom. That's how the Rashbam learns, and that which it says, if you're the Rashbam says, what about the fact that we say that if you're that the Mishnah says that if you're kona a single ilan or shnei ilanos, that you're not kona the karka with it, only if it's three ilanos that you're kona the karka. Says that's the karka in the immediate vicinity around the tree, but directly under the tree, that's what Narda is addressing. That even if when you buy one or two ilanos, you're not kona any of the karka around the tree, you're kona all the karka under the tree directly al atom. Now Tosos on Lamed Chesam and Aleph in Dibra Maskel Kani quotes from the Ri. He says, wait a second, I agree about the digging a tunnel underneath, that the mocher is not allowed to do that. But the other item that the Rashbam said, that if this tree ever gets uprooted, that the buyer, the lokeach, is allowed to plant another tree in its place, Tosfos says that's not correct. That's clearly not correct. That you're allowed to dig, you're allowed to plant another tree in its place. And the Ramban says the same thing, that the lokeach is kona the makom forever, only as far as other shimushim, but not to plant some other tree there. And therefore, if the dekel dies, you could dig a bar there, you could do something else, but not to plant another tree. How do I know it? Because it's a mishnah mufureshes on daf pei aleph amud aleph, that if a tree dries, the lokeach is not allowed to plant another tree in its place. How could it be that Nardai missed out on a mishnah mufureshes? Meaning, if that's what Nardai mean, then they were wrong. So then they missed the mishnah mufureshes. And in addition to that, if that's what Nardai meant, we're about to see that Rava asks a kasha on the presentation of the sheet of Nardai. Well, if Rava's going to ask a kasha, ask on the fact that it's against the mishnah mufureshes. So instead of asking whatever kasha he does ask, he should have asked that it's against the mishnah mufureshes. So that's why Tosfos and the Ramban say, when the Nardai said that if you're cornered to the tree, you own all the land adat home under the tree, it's only insofar as the other guy, the mocher, is not allowed to dig a tunnel underneath it. But as far as the halacha of planting another tree, you're for sure not allowed to plant another tree in its place even when it dies. But let's assume, like the Rashban, that you're even allowed to plant another tree in its place. So Maskefla Rava, the Rava asks on Nardai who had said that if you're kona the dekel, you kona all the karka underneath it, all the way out to home, and the reason is because the selling of the dekel was for the sake of eating the payrolls of the dekel, and that those payrolls require unika from the karka, so you kona the unika of that karka, also legabe putting another tree in its place, again the way the Rashbam learns. So vele mele, but can't the mocher say to the lokeach, Kurkuma derishka zabinilach, that the mechira of the ilan is only for the achila from that ilan, and whatever karka, whatever use of the karka you need to be able to have an achila from this ilan, very similar to kurkuma derishka, where the derech is to let it grow and then you uproot it and that's it and it's done and you don't have anything else in its place. So akar kurkuma derishka vizil. So once your tree dries out, pull it out of the ground and do not plant another tree in its place. Just like when you sell karkum at the end of its growth, you remove it and the lokech doesn't plant other karkum. So that's the way karkum works. So why should the tree be any different? So Ella Amarava, Rava says, when Nardai say that if you buy a tree, you're cutting the karka underneath it, that's only Biba Machmas Taina. That's only if the lokech comes with a taina that at the time of the sale, there was a beferish deal that they had that he owns the karka underneath it and the rights to plant another tree when this tree dries out, when this tree dies. And he says, and I have a chazaka of Gimel Shanim that I've been using this tree, and therefore it's a chazaka Shieshi Mataina, so I own the tree and all the land underneath it. But Eina Chinami, if he never claims that was explicit in their deal, that is not the presumption. The presumption is that he only owns the tree until it dies, and then once it dies, he does not own the Kais, does not own the rights to plant another tree in this place. It would be Korkuma Derishka. He'd have to take his tree out and leave. But he's claiming that there was an explicit deal that this was the case. Oh, so if there's an explicit deal, now he has a chazaka. So Amle Mark Shish or Brei Rav Chista the Ravashi Vi Korkuma Derishka Zabenlei. Let's say they actually did a mechira in such a way where it was like Korkuma Derishka, where it was only the Korkuma Derishka, meaning it was only like Korkuma Derishka in the sense that the deal was I can have this tree as long as it's alive, and then when it dies, I have to remove this tree. Well, then my Havalei Lemevad. What's the mocher supposed to do to prevent the lokeach from developing a chazaka? Meaning, if we're saying that any lokeach could come with a taina, anyone who buys a tree could come with a taina and say, oh yeah, our original deal was that I own the karka all the way out at home under the tree, and I have a chazaka. So what if I actually just bought Korkuma Derishka? What's to prevent me from saying that the deal was that I own the rights to replant a tree over here? That's what the Rashbam says, that when the Gemara says, V'i Korkuma Derishka Zavanlei, it's just carrying the mushel one step further. We're not saying that if you actually sell Korkuma Derishka, we're saying that if you buy a tree with a Korkuma Derishka kind of deal, right, using the mushel of Korkuma Derishka, so what's going to prevent the other guy from having chazaka? Tosos understands that the Gemara is using this example example, because it's the derech of Korkuma Derishka to last exactly 3 years, which is the amount of time that it takes to have a chazaka. So the Gemara is asking, what are you going to do when it's actual Korkuma Derishka, meaning you're always going to have cheskas gimel shalim? So how are you going to prevent the guy from developing that chazaka? So answers the Gemara, very simple. You just have to make a macha. You have to be good about it. You have to be religious about making a macha. So as long as you make a macha every 3 years, then the guy will have to hold on to his shtar. And if he doesn't hold on to his shtar, he's not going to win with a taina. So if you don't say that this macha is going to work to prevent the lokeach from coming with a taina, that since he's eating from this karka right now, that he has a chazaka on it and that he has the rights to it, and it's what would the nature of this macha be? The macha would not be this guy's a gazlan. No, that we're going to see at the end of the daf. That's normally what a macha is. That you say he's a gazlan. No, the macha over here would not be this guy's a gazlan. The macha is, let me contextualize why he's eating from this tree that's directly in the middle of my property. He's not a gazlan. He's a good guy, and as far as I know, he's going to continue to be an upstanding good guy. But just in case he ever claims that it's his and that he owns this land, the context over here is it's Korkuma Derishka, that he only owns the rights to have this tree as long as it lives. So it's just the macha is not really an objection so much as it's a contextualization of what the guy is doing there. So Dilote Machi is saying, because if you're not going to say that a contextualization is also a macha'a, right? Meaning even just contextualizing why he's there is a macha'a. If you're not going to say that could be a macha'a, hay mashkanta desura, the kasuba hachi, anytime you have a mashkanta desura, where the language is as follows, we've discussed mashkanta desura many times, right? That's where I take a mashkon, but not in the hopes that you pay me back, and when you pay me back, I'm going to give you back your mashkon. No, I'm going to use this mashkon to collect payment from the mashkon itself. Meaning I take your business from you as a mashkon. I take your field from you as a mashkon. And I'm going to eat all the payros in this field for X number of years, corresponding to, which I hope will correspond to, the money that you owe me, and then I'll give you back your field and you won't owe me anything anymore. So in a mashkanta desura, the language is b'mishlam shanya ilin, in the end of these years, tepuk ara da b'la kesef, when these years are over, that we had designated that the achilas peros of X number of years is going to correspond to whatever amount of money you owe me, whether it exactly does correspond or not is not relevant. The deal is it's 5 years, so it's 5 years. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it comes out exactly. So then the karka is going to go back to the lova without any additional payment. The Rashbam points out that through this nusach that you're selling the peros for X amount of time without any additional payment of the lova, so there's no chashash that it's near a karibis, even though the peros might be worth twice as much as what the guy owed you, because the achilas peros doesn't look like a piron achov. It looks like a mechiras haperos, and a mechira could be for whatever price it happens to be. So you avoid the ribis. But anyway, ikavishle the shtar mashkanta from lekuchi biyadi. If the guy that's holding on to a mashkanta desura were to decide to put that mashkanta in a safe somewhere, hide it somewhere, and say, "Oh, I've been here for 5 years, so I have a chazaka. This is my land." Hachinami de Mehemin, we're going to believe him if he said such a thing. But why would the Rabbanan come up with this mechanism called the Mashkanta Desura if it's ripe for misuse, if someone is going to take advantage of the system and it's going to cause dishonesty? Mitkini Rabbanan Milsa Da'asi Bil De Pseida, the Rabbanan are going to be misaking something that's going to cause the Lova to lose out. How could they do such a thing? So that Chashash, the Ritva points out, is only in a case where Edom didn't see that the Malva was Yoreid to that Karka for the sake of Achilles Peros Bitoris Mashkon. But if there were Edom that say, "Oh, we remember when the Malva took over this Karka, it's because the Lova owed him money, it was clearly taken as a Mashkon," then there's no Hava Amina that he'd be able to claim Chazaka later on. However, the Ritva quotes a shita of the Itur that even if Edim know that the Malva was Yarad Bitoras Mashkon, if the Lovid doesn't make a Machal within 3 years, the Malva could still be believed with the Taina that yes, initially I came Bitoras Mashkon, but then I was Chazav Alakach. Then I went back to the Lovid and I since then I purchased it. So in any event, it could be Asili De Pseida. So the Rabbanon are going to be misaking something that's Asili De Pseida. So how do you prevent that from happening? It's the Lova's responsibility every 3 years when there's a Mashkanta Desura to make a Macha. So over here also you make a Macha. Meaning the point again is not that there's such a concept of Macha and that you have to make a Macha when someone is in your land. The point is that even in these kinds of cases, that's called a Macha. That's the chiddush, meaning normally a macha is, this guy's a gazlan, I don't know what he's doing in my land. Over here, I know exactly what he's doing in my land, and I approve of him being in my land. I just want to make sure that everyone realizes that it's my land still, it's not his land. And he's just there because of Mishkanta Desura, because of, what was it, Karkumba Derishka, right? Korkumba Derishka, that's why he's in my land, but not because it is his land. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnah. So this Mishnah talks about Cheskas Gimel Shanim as far as different locations. So Shalosh Aratzos, there are three different Malchios in Eretz Yisrael, L'Chazaka, as far as Chazaka is concerned, Yehuda ve'Evar Yardin ve'Galil. Pretty good, Daf Yomi, coincidence, Evar Yardin, Parshas Matos Masei, we're going to talk about Evar Yardin, B'nei God, B'nei Ruvein, Evar Yardin, Chatzi Shev Menashe, and Evar Yardin, that's about as good as it gets. So there are three Aratzos when it comes to Chazaka. There's Yehuda, there's Evar Yardin, there's Galil. Hayab Yehuda, if the Baal HaKarka, meaning the Ma'arer, the original Marakama, was in Yehuda, v'hechzik b'Galil, and the guy being machzik the Karka was being machzik Karka that's in Galil, or b'Galil v'hechzik b'Yehuda, or vice versa, right? The Baal HaKarka, the original Baal HaKarka was in the Galil, and the Karka was in Yehuda. Ain't a chazaka. The chazaka does not work, and even if the fellow was there for 3 years, because a macha'a will not be heard from one land to the other, since there are no sheyaros metsuyos. There is no easy travel from one to the other, so the ma'arer is not mechuyav to make a macha'a. It's the machzik's job to protect the shtar, no matter how long he's in that land. Unless the Baal HaKarka is with him within 3 years in the same Medina. And even if he's they're not in the same city, because there are Shayaros Mitzuyos from city to city within the Medina, but they need to at least be within the same Medina. The Paras Yosef wonders, why is it necessary for the Mishnah to give both examples? Hayy B'Yehuda v'Echsev Galil, B'Galil v'Echsev B'Yehuda. It's all about Shayaros Mitzuyos. So if the Shayaros are not Mitzuyos in one direction, they're not Mitzuyos in the other. Right, when all those airlines announced the other day that they're canceling all flights to Israel, it's from Israel also. I mean, if it's not going in one direction, it's not going in the other direction. So why would you need to tell me both situations? So the Paras Yosef writes, because a person shouldn't say that from Galil to Yehuda there are Shayaros Mitzuyos, because people are Olo L'Regel or to Beis Din, and therefore the Machal will get to the Machzik. That maybe there are the traffic one way is much greater than the traffic the other way at particular times of the year. I don't know, everyone's got to get back. I don't know how they're getting back without Shayaros, but that's what he says. The Zari Yitzchak on the Mishnah says that you can't ask on the Tana that he should have only mentioned the situation of Macha from Yudu that he should have mentioned only one situation of Macha from Yehuda to Galil, and Memela will know that, and just tell me that you'll never hear such a Macha from one place that is no Shearos, and Memela will know that even in the opposite way, when the Ma'ar is B'Galil and the Machzik is in Yehuda, that the Chazak is not going to work, because just like in Galil, we don't hear about the Macha that was done in Yehuda, so to the Ma'ar that's in Galil is not going to hear about the Chazaka that was done in Yehuda, and that's why he didn't make a macha. Meaning, forget about the macha is not going to be heard. The chazaka won't be heard. Meaning, we're focusing on if he makes a macha, they'll never find out. The guy who's being machzik will never find out about the macha. he'll never even know to make a macha, because he'll never know that someone is machzik in his field. How come we don't focus on that point? So he says, so the Zari Yitzchak says, you'll always find out about the chazakah. The chazakah is heard about even during a shas chirum, even in a time where travel is restricted, because bailim are always looking after their mamon, as opposed to macha is only going to be heard when a person is not trying to hear macha, right? When a person is not interested in hearing that people have tightness on him. But someone owns property, he's always going to figure out a way to make some sort of connection to look after what's going on with his property. So that's how the Zari Yitzchak explains that the focus is all on the macha. Now Tosos points out on Amud Beis and Dibra Maskel the Stam that the Gemara is going to explain that Stam Yehuda and Galil are Kashas Chirim, that we assume it's like a time of war where there's no travel in between. So Tosos is bothered, all the Rishonim bothered, wait a second, there is a halacha about maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael that you don't need to say B'fanai Nechtav or B'fanai Nechtam, because the Edom are Mitzuyim L'kaimo, that within Eretz Yisrael you bring from one place to another. In Eretz Yisrael you don't need to say B'fanai Nechtav B'fanai Nechtam, because the whole reason that you have to say B'fanai Nechtav B'fanai Nechtam when you bring a get is because Ein Edom Mitzuyim L'kaimo, that we assume Ein Asheros Mitzuyos, people don't travel easily from one place to the other, it's not going to be easy to find Edom to be M'kaim the get. So Chazal or Masakin, this magical Kiyum get called B'fanai Nechtav or B'fanai Nechtam. But from Yehuda to Galil, we assume you don't need to say it because Shayaros HaMetzios from Yehuda to Galil. So how do we reconcile that? How do we reconcile our halacha in our Mishnah that we assume Shayaros are not Metzios to the halacha of a get? So he said it must be that the Shayaros are Metzios Ktsas. And that's enough for a woman who's looking for Edom to be made on Chasimos. Meaning, it depends how hard you're looking. So when it comes to hearing a macha'a about someone in your car, that I'm not looking so hard. But to hear a macha'a that someone's going to claim that I'm in their karka, I would never even expect it. I bought this land. Why would I assume someone's going to make a macha'a on it? But when it comes to a woman who wants to make sure that she's able to secure a get, that she has a get that says that that she's able to get remarried, she's going to find Edom. So there's a Shayaros Metzios Ktsas. And with the Ktsas Shayaros Metzios, it's enough to accomplish where you're looking for with the get, but not enough to accomplish where you're looking for with the macha. That's how Tosfos deals with it. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different tirade. He says that the Mishnah and Gittin and our Mishnah are simply talking about different times in history. The Mishnah and Gittin is talking about where Yisrael Ashriyim Alad Masam, and there are Shayaros Metzios to go to the Batei Din, and therefore you don't need to say B'fani Nechtam, because there's plenty of travel from one place to the other. And our Mishnah is talking about in other generations where things are much more messed up, and there are no batei dinim kavuim, and there are no shayaros metzios, and people are not going from one place to the other. The Rashba points out, but what do you mean? The Mishnayos were all written at the same time. You know, they were all, why would one Mishnah be written, klape one point in history, another Mishnah about a different point in history? So that's why Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba, and the Mukhe Yosef all say that legabe get, anyone who has a get goes to Beis Din to be mekayim the get. Beis Din will then do all the research that they possibly can, and they have the wherewithal to do it in order to be Mekayim the get. So that's why Shayaros Mitzuyos Mat, the first Mahalik that we said, even just having a little bit of Shayaros, because Beis Din's on the case. But when it comes to a Macha'a, it's about an individual. The individual doesn't necessarily have the network to be able to find people who are going to travel from one place to the other. So an individual doesn't have that kind of network. Beis Din has that kind of network. Shita Mukbetza says a different answer. He says that when it comes to Macha'a, the whole chedrachim have to be mitzuyim in order that the ma'arer can make a macha through them, that they will tell it to the machzik. And sometimes the whole chedrachim are not available to give over the macha. But by a get, even if you just find some people that are coming from one place to the other, they're able to recognize the chasima of the bnei ha'ir that they came from. Meaning it's less about delivering a message back. So delivering a message back takes much more shayaros mitzuyos than just finding someone who I recognize that signature, who could tell you about that signature. So those are the three basic mahalchim in terms of how we reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Gittin. Again, our Mishnah says, Eivar Yardin to Galil, Yehuda to Galil, there's no travel, and therefore it's not going to be a macha, it's not going to be a chazaka, but the Mishnah in Gittin says that you don't need to say b'fani nechtam because there is travel. So again, chiluk number one was, there's a little bit of travel, enough to that when you're looking to be mekayem to get, yes, yes, but not enough to make a macha. Chiluk number two was perhaps different times in history, and chiluk number three was that when you're asking someone to deliver a message, you need a lot more people because someone's got to be available to do so. But when you're just looking for someone who recognizes the signature who's here and doesn't have to deliver anything back, so then it's going to be perfectly fine, even with much less travel in between the two places. Okay, so that is the shita of the Tanakhama, that does not work from unless they're all in the same medina. Amar Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. Says Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru shalosh shanim ela kedei sheyeh ba'aspamya v'yachzik shana yelchu v'yodiuhu shana v'yavolu shana acheres. That the only reason you have 3 years, it takes 3 years to develop a chazaka, and that the guy has to watch his shtar for 3 years before he loses it, is only so that even if the ma'arer is in aspamya, which is as far away as they ever could have imagined anyone traveling, so it's a year's journey away from where they are. It will only take 3 years for the macha'a to happen, because when a person goes into someone's field in Eretz Yisrael, and the call is going to go out that he was machzik in that field for a year, so people will come to Aspamya and let the Ma'arer know, and that takes a year, and then it will take another year for him to travel back to Eretz Yisrael, and that's your third year. So since there's a possibility that you'll need 3 years, the Chacham made it that it's always, meaning that it's a remote possibility, that the guy who owns the field and is in Aspamya, what's he doing in Aspamya? But that's the furthest place he could possibly be. So when he's in Tel Aviv or Haifa or whatever, we just keep it at 3 years, even if he's not that far away, even if he's not as far away as a year's journey. So anytime the Ma'arer and the Machzik are not in the same city, we just always make it as a low plug, that it's always going to be 3 years. But if the Ma'arer and the Machzik are in the same city, and the Chazaka happened in front of the Ma'arer, and he didn't make a Macha, the Chazaka happens immediately. Just say, I see it, you're in my field, I say nothing, Chazaka, right away, it doesn't take 3 years. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So what turns out is that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama on two levels. Tanakhama holds that the shir of a chazaka is 3 years because that's the amount of time a person would typically continue to protect his shtar. And more than that, he'll just say, okay, I don't need this anymore, and he'll throw out the file, he'll throw out the shtar, or he'll just not be careful about it anymore. And therefore, even if a chazaka happens in front of the ma'arer, it only works 3 years later because otherwise there's a major reisa. Where on earth is your shtar? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, the reason chazaka is for 3 years is in order that the macha'a could be heard by the machzik, and therefore the chazaka was directly in front of the ma'arer, and he didn't make a macha'a, so it will happen immediately, right away, as soon as he's there, he doesn't say anything, it's chazaka. So that is one disagreement between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The second disagreement is that the Tanakhama holds that the machzik will hear the macha'a only if shayaros or metzios, but if there's no shayaros metzios, he's never going to hear about the macha, and no chazaka is going to work, no matter how long. So in a certain sense, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, nah, even if he's in Aspamya, there's probably not so much travel from one place to the other. 3 years is the amount of time it takes to get from one place to the other. So even b'shas chirum, when there's no shayaros metzios, it's not about shayaros metzios. You only need one person to tell you, and then you don't have to. It's not about your word traveling back. You're going to travel back. So you don't need Shayaros Metzius. You just need this one guy who's the actual Marakama to come back. So there's nothing to do with Shayaros Metzius. So whereas the Tanakhama in a certain sense says it takes longer to have a chazak, it takes 3 years to have a chazak, Rabbi Yehuda says chazak is immediately. When it comes to ain't Shayaros Metzius, Tanakhama will say you could never have a chazaka, and Rabbi Yehuda would still say, yeah, but with 3 years you could have a chazaka, because the guy himself is going to travel back. Now why is it that Rabbi Yehuda assumes that the chazaka is immediate, that if the guy doesn't say anything, it's immediate? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rashbam writes that a person would never be shosek when he sees someone being machzik bin chasav. And when we see that he's shosek, it's as if he's moda that it's not his field and that he's already sold it. The Yad Ramah writes that it's not about that he would never be shosek. It's that if I'm living in this land and you're talking to me and you see that I'm living in this land, I now know that I don't have to watch my shtar anymore. So now I'm going to get rid of my shtar. Okay, once I get rid of my shtar, so what do you want from me? The Numukah Yosef says that when the Bailim sees that you're in his field and you're not, and he doesn't make a machal, whether he's mold or not, that's a mechila. He's being mochal on his Bailus of the field. Okay, but that's the svar for Rabbi Yehuda. Now says Gemara, Maika Savatanakama. What is the sheet of the Tanakhama where he's mechalik, whether the machzik and the ma'ar are on the same medina or in different medinos? If he holds a macha'a that's not in front of the machzik, that they both live in one city and the ma'ar is, it makes a macha'a in front of two people from the shuk, not in front of the machzik, that that's considered a macha'a because we're going to rely on chavrcha chavri islay, and people will always talk about things and eventually it will get back to the machzik and he'll know that he has to watch the shtar. And that's why the Tanna Kama says that we're in the, that when they are in the same medina, chazakah is going to work, even if they're not in the same city, just being in the same medina is good enough, because we're relying on Chavr Chavr to say, well then, Afili Yehuda V'Galil Nami, shouldn't the same thing work even if they're in two different medinos? Why does Tanna Kama hold that the Mecha does not work from one medina to the other? And Iksav Mecha Shalob Afanav Lo Avi Mecha, and if the Tanna Kama wants to say that Mecha Shalob Afanav does not work, and the Machzik will never know to watch over the Shtar, because you never made the Mecha to him, and that's why from Yehuda to Galil it doesn't work, well then Afili Yehuda V'Yehuda Nami Lo, then even from one city to another city within Yehuda, that's also Mecha Shalob Afanav. Meaning, what the Gemara is asking is, what's this magic of Medina? Meaning, the point is, you're either in front of him or you're not in front of him. Does he know about it when you're not in front of him? There shouldn't be a chilik between Medina to Medina on the one hand, and Me'ir to Ear on the other hand. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amar Rav, Li'olam Kesavar Mechah Shalom B'Fanav, Havya Mecha'a. Really, Tanna Kama is assuming it is a valid Mecha'a. And that's why it helps when they're in the same Medina, even though they're not in the same city, the Mecha'a is still going to work. U'mishnaseinu b'shaschirum shanu. What's the magic of Medina to Medina? We're talking about a time where there is wars and there's battles and there's animosity between one region and another. So there are no Sheyaros Metzios. Travel is restricted from one place to the other. So the Mecha'a is not going to be able to get from one place to the other for the guy to know to watch over his shtar. And if a mechal can't get there, a chazakah is not going to work, because a chazakah only works when the other party has the opportunity to make a mechal, and he didn't make the mechal. That's how the Rashbam tightens up. The Rambam writes, Leficha ha'isa melchama v'shibush drachim bein ha'makom sha'ayu bo Ruvein bein ha'makom sha'ayu bo Shimon afilu ach l'Ruvein eser shanim motzino satachas yado v'chazaris l'Shimon v'neshiyach The Ram takes from the other perspective. Not that the guy will never hear about the Macha'a, and because I'll never hear about the Macha'a, he doesn't have the ability to make a meaningful Macha'a, and therefore I have to hold on to my Shtar. That's the Rashbam. The Ram says, no, it's because the guy won't even know to make a Macha'a. He'll never know that I'm even being Machzik in his Karka. So the Ram says a little differently than the Rashbam, but either way, that's the magic of Medina to Medina. The reason Medina to Medina Chazaka doesn't work according to the Tanna Kama is because travel is restricted, so whether you type like the Rashbam, and therefore the Macha will never get back to the Machzik, or the fact of the Chazaka will never get to the Marakama. Either way, that's why you can't have a Chazaka. Umayshna Yehuda v'Galil Dinakit. Why do we dafka use the example of Yehuda v'Galil? It's not really about Yehuda v'Galil. It's really about Shaschirim. So it could be anywhere on earth that there's Shaschirim, anywhere on earth that there's restricted travel because of animosity between two regions. So Kamash. This time Yehuda v'Galil Shaschirim Damu. That even when it's not Shaschirim in Yehuda v'Galil, it always has a din of Shaschirim, because it's always a situation of Ein Shayaros Metzuyos. That's what the Shbam writes. Even Bizman Shalom between Yehuda and Galil Shaschirim, because Shayaros are not Metzuyos from one to the other. The Adrama disagrees. He says, no. And when we say Stam is Kshas Chirim, means that they were always fighting. But if you happen to know that it was Shas Shalom, then the Shayaros will be Metzuyos. It doesn't mean that just it's a kind of thing that people just never traveled from one to the other. There's a Tshuvas Ma'ariel. Tshuvas Ma'ariel writes that the reason Stam Yud of Galil is Kshas Chirim Damu is because, he says, similar to the Rashbam, that they, even in times of peace, they would never travel from one to the other, because the nature of the land was so different, one from the other, that even a Chaya in Yehuda would never be able to survive on the peros that grow in the Galil and the same and the Hepeth, that they're just such different regions that it's like putting a polar bear in in Florida. It's just not going to work. It doesn't. So there was no need to travel because they had completely different needs. Okay, Amr Vidam Rav, Ein Machzikin Benichse Barech. A Cheskas Gimel Shana does not work to show bailus on someone's property when that person had to run away. Because if he had to run away, he couldn't make a macha. So if he can't make a macha, there's no chazaka. Ki Amrisa Kameda Shmuel, when they said this teaching of Vidam Rav in front of Shmuel, Amr Li, Shmuel asked on it, V'chi Limchos Befanav Hutzarech. What do you mean you can't make a macha? Granted, he's not here, but you don't need to make a macha in front of the guy. Macha Shalom Befanav works as well. So V'Rav, my Kamash Malan, and Rav who says that it doesn't, that a chazaka won't work because the macha is not going to work. What's Rav trying to teach me? Macha Shalom Befanav Lo Havi Macha. It must be Rav is trying to say that Macha Shalom Befanav does not work. It's not a valid macha. Ivam Rav, Macha Shalom Befanav Havi Macha. But we have Rav on record in the opposite direction, that he's the one that explained on Amud Aleph that the Shita of the Tanakhama is that Macha Shalom Befanav is a valid macha. And the only reason it didn't work with Yehuda V'Galil is because Shashirim or whatever. But Meir Le'ir would for sure work, because Macha Shalom Befanav is a valid macha. So how could Rav be telling me right now that Macha Shalom Befanav is not a valid macha? Rav, time of the Tana Tidon, come afarish v'lei, lo svirlei. Very simple. On Amud Aleph, he was explaining the Shita of the Tanakhama. Rav is aware that it's a machlokas Tanaim, and he explained that the Shita of the Tanakhama is a Macha Shalom Befanav is a good macha. He happens to pass like the other Shita, that Macha Shalom Befanav is not a good macha, and that's what Rav is telling me over here. The Igatami, another version of this whole conversation, goes as follows: that Amr Avidam Rav Machzikim Benichse Borech. One minor word that's removed from this version. Ein, right? In the first version was Ein Machzikim Benichse Borech, and this one it's Machzikim Benichse. That's Kain Machzikim Benichse Borech. You can make a chazaka in the nechasim of a borech. Ki Amrisa Kameid Shmuel. When they told that to Shmuel, Amr Li, so Shmuel said Pshita. Obviously, V'chilim Chos B'fanav Utzarech. What? You need to make a macha in front of the guy. Of course, you're allowed to make a macha shalom b'fanav. So V'Rav Ma'ikamash Shalom. And what is Rav's major chiddush by saying Machzikim Benichse Borech? That macha shalom b'fanav havi macha. He's obviously trying to teach me this very din, that Macha Shalom Befanav is a Macha. But didn't Rav already teach me this when he explained the Shita of the Tanakhama on Amud Aleph, that you don't need to be ma'arer in front of the machzik? You can make the macha from wherever you are, as long as it's not a shas chirum, which he already said on Amud Aleph. So answer the Gemara, Rav did not say the din of Bareach in order to let me know that a macha works even shalom b'fnei ha-machzik. Elohaka mashmalan, what Rav was trying to tell me is that afilu micha b'fnei shnayim she'ein yucholun lomer lo, have your macha, that even if you make the macha in front of two people who don't have the ability on their own to tell the machzik that there was a macha against his chazaka, so that he could know to watch over his shtar, it's still going to be a valid macha, even though it wasn't done in front of the machzik, nor in front of two people that are going to be able to tell him about it. But since it was done in front of two people, eventually they'll tell their friends, who will tell their friends, and eventually the word will get back. And that's why you could be machzik b'nechse b'reach, because it's always shaykh to make a macha. And if the Bailim didn't make the macha, he loses out on the karka. But Shmuel, who asks on Rav and says it's pshita, that's because he holds that if you're mocha b'fnei shnayim, we're not able to tell the guy, then it's not a valid macha, and therefore he never thought that Rav was trying to say such a chiddush. So he was asking, probably you're making macha in front of people who can tell him, in which case it's pshita. So what makes it not pshita is that Rav is being machadish something new, that even if you make the macha in front of people who cannot tell him that it's a macha. So the Gemara explains the Svar Shmuel, Dam Ravana, Ledim, Farshli Mined Dimar Shmuel. Shmuel explained why the Shitaso Rav is so Pashut, Micha Befnei Shnei Bnei Adam Sheicholim Lomer Lo, Hav Yamacha'a, Micha Befnei Shnei Bnei Adam Shein Yicholim Lomer Lo, Lo Hav Yamacha'a. That very simply, if you make the macha in front of two people who can deliver the message, great macha'a. If you make it in front of two people who cannot deliver the message, terrible macha'a. V'Rav, and Rav would say, no, even if it's in front of two people who cannot deliver the message, chavra chavra islay, v'chavra de chavra chavra islay. The word eventually is going to get back to the party that's being machzik. Amar Rav, hilchasa ein machzikin b'nechzi b'rech. The halacha is that you cannot make a chazaka in the nechasim of someone who ran away, because the macha'a will never be heard by the machzik when it's not done in front of him. So umacha shalom b'fanav, have your macha. But you should know, umacha shalom b'fanav works as a valid macha. Says Martarti, that's a stira. Meaning if macha shalom b'fanav is a valid macha, then you should be able to make a chazaka b'nechse barech, because he can make his macha from wherever he is. So what are we talking about? So says Mar lo kasha. It's not a stira. Rava's being consistent over here. Kan Boreach Machmas Mamon, the second din that Rava said that a macha works, even Shalom B'fnei Amachzik, is where the guy ran away because of money, that the Bailim doesn't have to come to make a macha in front of the Machzik, but he has to make a macha from where he is, because he only ran away in order to avoid a Chiv Mamon that he has, and so he's not so worried that people are going to find out his location, because to chase after money, people aren't going to track him down. They're not going to come to try to get him. But Khan, the first din of Rava, that you cannot be machzik b'nechse borech, that's borech machmas mardin. That's because he killed someone and they want to kill him. So that they'll go track him down to the ends of the earth. So he cannot make a macha, because if he makes a macha, people will know his hiding place. They're going to know his location, and that's where you cannot be machzik b'nechse borech. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.